All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable here at All Business Media FM. Today on the show, calling from the Boston area in Massachusetts, we have the founder of Wilsey Connections. We're going to talk about what exactly she does. But first, her website, if you want to learn more, is www.wilseyconnections.com. That's W-I-L-L-S-E-Y connections.com. Our guest, Pamela Wilsey. Welcome.
Hi, CJ. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you, Pamela?
I'm great. We didn't get too much snow today, so I'm feeling pretty good about that.
That's good. We got like 12 inches last night. It was crazy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but we all made it to work, and we're doing well. So please share with us a little bit about Wilsey Connections. What do you do?
So Wilsey Connections provides a variety of services to girls of all ages. Originally, we were focused on teens and college-age girls, but we have expanded our services to include elementary-age girls, understanding that when children have positive self-esteem and self-confidence, and believe in themselves, and they can then trust more in their unique ability to handle life's challenges. So we provide a whole variety of services ranging from groups to individual coaching. We do virtual coaching with college girls. We also have a college transition program for girls who are transitioning to college. And finally, we have a virtual community for girls called the Real Deal Girls Project.
So before we get a little further into it, tell me a little bit about yourself. How did you get into this line of work? What inspired you?
Well, like most people, it's probably a long story, but to try to shorten it, and I was actually aware that this morning when I was anticipating this call with you, I realized that the last time I was on the radio, I was young, and I was doing radio commercials for my father's business.
Oh, cool.
As a young girl. I actually lost my father to cancer when I was 14 years old, and that is really what led to my decision initially to try to help other people who'd been through that experience, because many years ago there were not a lot of supports available to certainly teens who had parents with cancer, but also anybody. So years later I went on and got a graduate degree, specifically focusing in the field of psycho-oncology. Went on to work at several hospitals, beginning with Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and Mass General Hospital, where I created a variety of programs for cancer patients and families. I was then recruited to be the startup director for a national nonprofit called the Wellness Community. And during my tenure there as the program director, one of the programs that I developed was for kids who had parents with cancer, and then ultimately teens who had parents with cancer. Hmm. And that group, those girls were in high school back then. They're now in their 30s. I've been doing this a long time. And we're actually still connected to this day, even though a couple of them live in other countries. We have reunions. And I really saw the power of group and connection at such a pivotal time in their lives. And even though they were living with parents with cancer, really what they were doing was learning how to connect in more authentic ways with themselves and with others, talking about kind of normal adolescent issues.
Right.
And at that point, this is when bullying and relational aggression was sort of more in the forefront, and I started getting a lot of calls from people asking, since somehow I became known as this girl expert, could I help in schools and in the community? And that's how I transitioned to the girl world, basically, and began my first group.
So is it always a group thing, or do you work one-on-one sometimes? How exactly does it go
down?
No, I do
both, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so on my website, you can see at wilseyconnections.com, I have a variety of different services. There's one group I've been doing for 14 years called the Girls Connection. Again, teaching girls all about social emotional intelligence, connecting with themselves and others. And that group is for middle school and high school age girls. Those girls got older, so then I started developing programs for girls in college. And a lot of that work I do virtually. So I actually am a licensed therapist still, but I'm also a certified life coach. And so I do a lot of the work that I do with particularly college girls all over the country virtually.
Now, what do you think are some of the bigger issues that are present, and especially nowadays? I mean, what women's rights? I mean, we're making some serious strides.
Well, you know, you would think that, right? Because certainly with the Me Too movement, there we have made significant strides for sure. And yet, our teenage girls probably have the highest rates that we've ever seen in terms of anxiety and depression. And girls are feeling as though they just aren't enough, meaning like they're not pretty enough, they're not smart enough, they're not good enough, not popular, you know. So the mental health statistics are showing how these internal and external pressures, both academically, socially, are really leading to a mental health crisis right now, particularly around high school and college age girls. So, in many respects, I feel like we as a society have failed our youth and teens by creating these, like, tremendous expectations that are just simply unrealistic. So, some of the issues that they're facing are the normal kinds of friendship issues, self-esteem. We now have, as you know, huge rates of relational aggression and bullying and, just managing and balancing these tremendous academic and social pressures.
Now, where do you see yourself a little bit down the road? Do you have any personal goals or business goals that you're really excited about?
Yeah, I'm always really, as you can tell, really excited about. I just love the work I do, and absolutely, I feel so grateful and passionate about working with girls. So I'm really deeply committed to just making sure that all girls have the resources they need to feel less isolated and empowered to create and maintain solid connections with themselves and others in spite of these external pressures that they face. I recently published a book this past summer called Packing for Success, a Thrival Guide for Young Women Navigating Life's Transitions. And I'm currently finishing a facilitator guide so that other people can do the groups that I do. And we're also just about to launch our first private Facebook group for girls in college called Real Talk for College Girls by the Real Deal Girls Project. I have a team of girls who I work with who are helping with social media marketing, and they're going to be admins for that group. And, you know, I always can find a place to plug girls in who are looking for connection with others and who are feeling isolated in their lives.
All right. Now, Pamela, before we wind down, I do want to leave you the floor. Do you have any contact info or any final thoughts?
Sure. There's lots of advice I would give to parents, but, just to be sure that your teens, in particular, and college-age girls, have their go-to, have someone who really gets them and can be there for them because they really need that. And if anybody's interested in contact me for more information, they can either reach out through my website at willseyconnections.com, and that's willsey connections with an s.com. Can email me at pam@willseyconnections.com or reach me by phone at 617-413-6017.
All right, excellent. Pam, thanks again for coming on.
Thanks, CJ. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Take care. And to our listeners, this is the Professionals Roundtable, All Business Media. We're going to have another 8-minute interview coming up after this, but first, a commercial.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall, exclusively on All Business Media.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. and leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.